Hey everyone, and welcome to another Cloud Cover Show episode. I'm your host, Thiago Almeida, and today I'm joined by my co-worker, Romit.
Hello.
He's going to keep me honest on the data-related questions.
Of course.
Yeah, and today we are happy to have Opie from the Azure engineering team here to talk to us about a new offering that we have on Azure that we released in April called Azure Time Series Insights. Opie, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us more about this product?
Thank you. Hi everybody, I'm Opie Ravi. I'm a program manager for this new service called Time Series Insights. What was the problem which you are trying to solve? This is that, hey, in Azure IoT, as you know, noticed that everybody's talking about IoT. But in Azure offering, we were kind of lacking about the time series database and the historian aspect. So with Time Series Insights, we are trying to take a step in that direction and try to solve a lot of customer problem, and which I will try to cover all this in today's session.
Okay, great. All right, let's get into it
then. Okay, yeah. So as you all know, is that, hey, what is IoT? And I think this is like preaching to a choir now, but just to say that, hey, all the scenarios are connected to the how I can find the insight as fast as possible and what action I can take. Those are the only two main goal of IoT. And the challenge is that, hey, how I'm going to do that from those massive, massive amount of time series data. So the next slide, if you should notice that, hey, these are the challenges which we are studied or learned from all this customer. Hey, the data lives in silos. If you think from a connected factory or a connected airplane or a connected well or anything, the data lives in silos today in traditional industries. And comparing the global view, finding the global insight, improving, compare the trends is very challenging. Another challenge is the prep time. Hey, if you need to prep the data, tool one to tool two, or from open source to or proprietary stuff, it takes a lot of time for developer. And that doesn't need mainly for your core business needs. So that's another challenge. And then it's very, very difficult to visualize those billions or trillions of events in hyperscale data. Lastly, but not least, learning curve is too challenging that, hey, there is a lot of skill needed and all those things. So to address all those challenges, Microsoft, we release Azure Time Series Insights, which is a fully managed cloud service, no provisioning, no development, no coding. You can start in seconds and you are good to go. So what is Time Series Insights? It comes with its own time series database storage. There's no separate procurement of the backend needed. It comes with all the indexing and search power. You can use the search, you can use the query language, or it will also come with a visualization, so no web deployment needed separately. So that's the beauty here, that you can it's a fully managed and you can start in minutes, really in minutes.
Yeah, I haven't worked with a time series database before. What exactly does it have in it?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's a good point so that we can have a level set for everybody.
Yeah.
So if you see time series data from a tag or a device, what we are getting is just a value and timestamp, and maybe one or two more column like a quality or a status. That's it. That's what a time series data. But can it use for any business decision? No. You need a lot of reference data or a lot of metadata to make those sense. For example, if I receive a temperature value from some building which has temperature device ID and the value, mm-hmm. I cannot make any sense. And I will show that in my demo also, that how you can use some of those stuff very, very quickly.
Okay, cool.
Great.
So if you see this picture, is good to show you that, hey, how Azure is trying to take another step in IoT world. And mm-hmm. These are the same thing, that, hey, all this data which is coming from all these devices and the telemetries and all those things, which land into IoT Hub or Azure Hub or Event Hub. And then Time Series Insights pull their data directly from there. There's no coding or no prep required. Mm-hmm. And then even it's a schema adaptive. What that means is, even if your schema is different in your payload, you don't need to tell me or educate or do any prep work. We will learn your schema on dynamically on the ingestion time, and we'll take care. Even if your schema drift changes, let's say, hey, I want to change some column name or something, I'll take care. You don't need to tell me. I will adapt that new schema, which is very, very important. And then customer can use that, the UI and all those things.
Right. And the data itself can be any, the data format can be any sort of type of format that goes into it?
That's a great question. So We did the analysis with our all the customers, and we found that today 90% or more than 90% people are using JSON format. Yeah. And JSON comes with a multiple variant. Hey, you have comma separated JSON, you have a nested JSON, you have array JSON. Mm-hmm. So what we did is, because it's a new service, we started with the JSON with multiple format of JSON.
Yep.
In future, we are going to add more format like CSV or Avro and other format. But I think we covered 90% and that's right. What we want to start with.
Now here's the important question I usually get, which is, does it support compressed data?
I also get that question. No, that's the challenge. So in Azure offering today, only very few services support compressed data. And we are also not supporting that. But that doesn't mean that we cannot support in future. So we need to learn from the customer demand, and we see the scenarios, and we'll work and prioritize. If that is needed, we will do that.
Great. So if our viewers have compressed data that they're working with, they should send you an email?
Yeah, they can send me a mail. I will prioritize so that I can vote and more, and that will be a good idea.
OK, that's great. Mm-hmm.
So now, what are the core scenarios which you are trying to solve in the time with Time Series Insight? And that's, again, related to the problem. So one thing is, hey, we will allow you to visualize and analyze your data visually without looking to raw data much. That's the power which will allow you. And we are allow you to see billions of data, which I'll show in my demo. Very quickly. You can do root cause analysis, you can do the trend analysis, you can do the anomaly detection, and all those correlation in minutes. So I will show you that also, which is very powerful.
So things that you would have to use a few other parts of Azure to try and detect anomalies and things from IoT, now that's part of your service.
Yes. Yeah. So the idea here is, as I said earlier, we want our user to empowered visually, that hey, right. Use visual, because human brain works more visually rather than text or the rows or the data. So
right.
Our goal is to how to allow you to do all those action visually. So that's we have a visualization called heat map, which I will show you. Mm. And that's very cool to find a needle in a haystack kind of scenarios, and that's helping a root cause analysis.
Cool.
And then, as I said, that we have a lot of customers today. They have the manufacturing companies worldwide. Prior to Time Series Insight, it's very, very challenging for them to see that, hey, how my factory one in US is doing compared to Asia or Europe. Now with Time Series Insight, they can do that in minutes. And it's very, very impressed. They already like that product very much. And the last thing, which is again very important, whenever those industrial things deploying something or validating or monitoring, it used to take months and weeks, because there are so many teams are involved. Hey, I deploy a new robot for Exium in a car manufacturing company, and then that robot generates a lot of time series data. The time series data will be received by some operation team or somewhere. They will generate some KPIs and report and then hand over to analyst. That entire process take months, actually. And then if you need to tweak that robot for something, then the process start again. With Time Series Insight, the same analyst can do that, all those things, without having multiple hops or waiting for anything. And last but not the least, because I know developers love the APIs.
Yeah.
So we added the REST APIs so that you can build your own custom solution also. If you have your own sensors, if you want to make some smart solution, yeah, feel free to use that.
OK, great. So it's APIs. Do you have SDKs as well?
We have some sample code right now. Right. SDK is not there. As I said, it's a public preview service. Mm-hmm. We will add more capabilities when we'll go GA.
Okay.
But yeah, there are a few customers using REST APIs and building their custom solution for their own customers.
Awesome. Great.
So with that, I would love to jump into the demo.
Yes, we'd all love it.
Okay. So let's go. So as I said, Time Series Insight comes with its own visualization portal. So you can do the provisioning in Azure portal. It takes really a minute. Add whatever the environment you want, whatever the size you want.
So just like you do nowadays with Azure, you would go to the Azure portal and search for Time Series.
Yep.
And then create a new instance of it?
Yes.
Yep. Great.
We say environment. So you can create the environment, and your environment,
right.
You can define the capacity in terms of how much data you want to ingress per day, mm-hmm. and what is your storage looks like.
Right. So it's a per day ingress as opposed to a per hour. So if I have downtime, you know, if I have quiet times and not so quiet times,
mm-hmm.
I only get to pick the per day window.
Yeah, so today we allow you to have the limit on the per day.
Okay.
That, hey, because usually the most of the people are looking the data at least at, hey, I want to collect. They know the device can go up and down based on your, let's say you are doing the manufacturing, you may have the 8-hour shift. But they don't do the modeling based on that shift or that thing, or global views usually goes in a day.
Great.
So once you provision your environment, what you will see is you will see that environment here like that. Hey, so for example, I have this many environments. So this is a Contoso West Europe manufacturing company. This is some another smart building. So as soon as you select your environment, what you are seeing here is how much data you are receiving per hour. So in this environment, I'm receiving around more than 500,000 events per hour.
Great.
You can select any area here. This all interactive, or it's like a hot cache. So you can select. So if you notice now, I search around 61.8 million event in kind of a click or in a millisecond.
Wow. And all this data is sitting in my IoT hub or event hubs?
This data, oh, that's a great question. But as you missed the point that, hey, in the cloud, time series insight comes with the storage.
Right.
So it comes sit in my storage, or it's not in
great.
The IoT hub.
Okay.
Once we pull, then it's become our responsibility to take care of all those things.
So for at least this scenario, it's coming from IoT Hub into this time series database.
Yes.
And then it can go this side to analyze it, and then from IoT Hub, it can go somewhere else if they want to as well.
Yes, that's perfectly. Yeah, so I just want to take a minute to, because there are a lot of scenarios come that, hey, I want to use time series insight for, let's say, for 90 days or for 1 day or 1 month or 1 year, but they want to store for 25 years. Time series insight may not be a perfect solution for that. So that means you need Azure Data Lake or some cold storage. So IoT Hub or Event Hub provides you that capabilities to move their data there.
Great.
And if you already have, say, if someone hasn't been using this but thinks this is awesome, like I do now, and they want to get data that's already in Data Lake, for example, they would just have to write something that will pick it up from Data Lake and pump it into your database?
That is an interesting capability. So what we are trying to do in future, we will do some integration with the cold storage, Data Lake or those things.
Yeah.
So that way, the design is not finalized, so I cannot comment more, but our goal is that allow user to have some seamless experience to those scenarios.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pick the Contoso. So this is a Contoso West Europe, which has a lot of, assume it's a manufacturing company, has many, many factories, lot of assembly lines or the stations, sensors, and generating tons of data. So what you can do is you can select any area, whichever you want. So now, this schema is adaptive. So I infer your schema based on your payload.
Right.
I can look at, hey, okay, in this factory or in this environment, what are we measuring? So you can just say, click another field and say, oh, we are measuring temperature, pressure, production load. So you can say, hey, how my production load looks like by all factories. So I can simply select that. Hey, okay, looks like my factory 3, 2 are doing fine, but one of the factory dropped.
Mm.
So that's interesting thing. You can at any time, you can say, okay, show me this data also. So we never pre-aggregate anything. So all the data is stored as raw. So whatever the frequency you are sending, I'm going to keep it that as it is. Because when the developer or when the analyst look at, they don't work in the sample data. They want to see, okay, what is my actual data looks like. So in this one, looks like some production. So my obvious next question is, hey, what are those causes this caused the drop?
Yeah.
So what I can do is I can simply add another search term and say, hey, show me all this. Is there any alert happen at this time? So I can write simply a simple text. So we allow you to do full text search, or you can write some SQL-like expression queries, which you can see that. But let's search. Is there any alert happen at the? Wow, there's some alert happen exactly same time. So which is a good thing that somebody has that thing.
Right, and that data could be it could be coming from a different source, as long as it was put into the same time series entry?
So yes, that could be a different source from the device point of view.
Right.
But they need to land into same IoT hub or same event hub today.
Right.
Tomorrow or in future, not tomorrow, in future. we will allow you to do the cross environment query.
Right.
So what that means is that, hey, now I am cross region. Mm-hmm. I don't care where your data lives or started, but I allow you to do that thing.
Right.
So now you saw that there's some alert happened. You can rename this to make it more interesting. Hey, this is alert. You can say this is my load. And that way you can see this is the load, right. This is alert. And what you can do is you can say explore this alert and show me what is this alert looks like. So you can see that, hey, this alert looks like on factory 2, some line, assembly line 1, and what looks like some temperature related mm-hmm. alert. Mm-hmm. So now what you can do is with time series insight, you can add another search. Hey, I want to see all the temperature by all the factory or by all the stations. So now, so you can see that, hey, there is some temperature spike happen in this station, and you see the alert and correlation.
Yeah.
So this is another value prop for my audience that not any search engine allow you to do multiple searches together and see the results simultaneously. We allow you to do that. So now you see there is a 3 search term. Mm-hmm. Not even Google does that. Just to clarify.
Now, quick question. Can I also do partial search terms, so partial word searches, or is it just full word searches?
So that's a great question. So we have a concept of delimiter. So it's not a fully partial search, to be honest, but let's say if you have a dash, if you have a semicolon, if you have a comma, yes, I will do that way.
Right.
But at this moment, customers are struggling to even search for just, even that is also helped a lot to customer to do a hey, because they need to now, no need to remember the column name or schema name, which is interesting. So now you see there is a correlation here, which is very, I can just build it in minutes, right? Time series insight not stopped here. So now you know that exactly root cause, where is the problem. So what I did is I saved a query so that you can see some more powerful stuff. So now time series insight allow you to do even the look at the max and min together. You can set different properties. Hey, I want to see only the min and max, or I want to see only average, which is very important. Sometime your average doesn't show the actual impact. You need to see, hey, what is there a spike or something happened? Right. So that's the very powerful. You can even change the discrete data or non-discrete as a step interpolation. So what that mean is, hey, sometime you have a discrete data which is like a blip or some alarm, some event which is not continuous. You can change the visualization into step interpolation and look at that.
Right.
So what you are seeing right now, the first line is showing you the alert which I showed you earlier. Mm-hmm. Second is showing you another unit called temperature control unit. This is showing you the vibration, pressure, and so on. Time series allows you to even zoom into any area, which is very, very powerful. So now you go to the granularity of minute.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, thanks, man. So see, this is the granularity you can go. You can see from daily view up to millisecond, which is very, very, very powerful, all the scenarios covered. You can, if you keep zooming further, you see that, hey, now I'm at 34-second aggregation. You notice that temperature alert caused here with the temperature spike, but looks like there's something else caused this alert. Looks like this temperature unit, control unit might be the cause or the culprit. Now you can inform your operation team, hey, you know what? We need maybe another alert, and they can set it up new alert, and you are good to go for the future one. So that's a very powerful tool for the correlation and all those things.
Mm. Now, if I have an alert coming in, and if I want to act on it immediately, how would I go about that?
Oh, that's an awesome, great question. So time series insight comes with less than 1 minute latency. So what that means is, by the time you receive an alert and open your machine, the data is already available in Time Series Insight. So you can visualize and analyze that data. So this URL, even you want to, you can search constructively, manually with parameterized URL if you want to do that. Or when you are defining your alert, whatever the tool you are using, you can construct that URL and paste it there. So within one click, you can come to the Time Series Insight. Or if you know the device ID, you can simply search that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so that's.
Could you, if you know that a combination of things like this would mean that it's an alert that needs to be looked into, mm-hmm. can you generate alerts for the an analyst
so
based on those?
Not today. So that's again another good question. So the primary charter or the persona which you are working is that, hey, analyst or the developers or all those things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once you know that, hey, find out some insights, actionable insight, then you can use other Azure offering like Azure Stream Analytics or some other alerting tool. You can create those alert or jobs outside of time series insight.
Right.
That way you can be, have a complete story. Once you know your data, okay, once you find out the insight, how I'm going to operationalize.
Right.
That's the Great. Thinking.
Another question for you.
Yep.
How does it handle out of order events?
Oh, that's a great question. So just to repeat this question for my audience, because this question can come in a different way, how I can take care of the out of order or delayed event or the late arrival. So time series insight allow you to select your timestamp. So what that means is your payload can have multiple timestamps. One could be your event arrival, one is the actual device timestamp, and so on. So now, whichever the timestamp you pick, we will use that as a primary. So let's say I receive yesterday's data today, I will put it at the right block, and when you are going to search, you will get in the right order.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, that's we'll take care. That's a good question. So apart from all these trends and correlation, we have another interesting visualization called heat map. So let me show you that. And to do that, let me kill all of this search which we have saved here and start a fresh thing. So what I want to see is, I have interesting. So I was working with another, my team or building 43. So we have now live data from Microsoft building.
Right.
So we can look at that to show you the heat map. So what you can do is you can select this data. And again, if you notice now the schema is different. So you can say, hey, okay, show me all this building from where I'm getting the data. So I'm getting a data from building 43. Some of you know that building 43 is our entire IoT team sits there. Millennium C is another smart building solution we are working. So now you can say that, hey, in this building, what are we measuring? So you can simply say, okay, what are the different data type we are measuring? So you see the building 43, we are measuring light, humidity, temperature, and so on. Mm. So you can say, hey, show me all this temperature by all these IDs or device ID or tag ID. So now you are seeing these are the same visualization with the trends and the line, but sometimes it's difficult, right? So I cannot make much sense when you have hundreds of lines. So what we did is we have this beautiful heat map. And instead of looking the count of event, I want to look at the actual temperature value. So now if you notice, this is the heat map of around 1 million events. But the special view or the value here is that if you notice there's some bluish thing happening here. And so what that means is that, hey, at this time, something happened in this device ID. And something happened. What we allow you, even you can select that and say zoom.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
And now you can zoom into that devices that, hey, which devices have a problem or where is the anomaly or this is where this thing.
So in this case, those devices were saying that the temperature was cold.
Yes, so temperature was, at this time, was minimum dropped to 32 compared to other rooms, which is in. So you can see the range here from 55 to 86.
Yeah.
So last week's Seattle was really hot.
Yeah.
So that's maybe the temperature reflecting that thing.
Yeah.
So that's what 86 degree coming from those room, but looks like something happened. Maybe somebody brought it something.
Sure.
So interesting. So this is another cool visualization to look at the anomalies and all.
That's cool. Yeah, we need to get like badge scans and coffee machines as well to see how much coffee people are drinking.
Sure.
Yeah, and last thing I want to show you, one more thing actually, you can ask many things, but I want to show you one more thing.
Yes, of course.
If you click on this secret button here, the four square thing, we land into another zone. So this is called perspective view. So what developers love is, hey, when I'm doing some analysis or when I'm doing some work, I usually keep these some checkpoint or step one, step two. So assume this is your step one.
Yep.
I can clone this entire step as it is here.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can do my investigation on these places. And I can say, hey, I want to see only these two, or I want to do something else. And now I can go back. Now this become my step two. And now I can say, hey, I want to do something more. And this become my step three.
Right.
So you can build the entire story and save it. Everything you can save and share with anybody else. So that's the another very valuable, important value prop of time series insight to do the investigation in a very intuitive way.
And when you save it, can you save it with everyone that is in that same Azure subscription, or how does the saving and who can see it?
So yeah, so that's a good question. So whenever you try to save, it asks you whether you want to share with anybody else right. or you don't want to share.
All right, yeah.
So if you click on this, you will able to see everybody who ever have the access on this environment will able to see that.
Okay, cool.
You can control the access in the Azure portal. So right. in Azure portal, there are two types of access. Mm. One is the environment owner who can create the environment, change the setting, and one is the user who can read the data. So you can control right. the access in Azure portal. So this is a very beautiful view. And this is also helpful in the not only the investigation at the multi-step, you can use, hey, okay, what is my week over week looks like? So you can have week one, week two, and compare side by side.
Great.
You can look at, hey, how my US environment you doing versus Europe environment, so you can look at the global picture. And there's a multiple use cases for this one. And customers are already using this view very much, so it's very interesting
right.
to see how these things are coming up.
Now, the most important question,
yes.
are we integrating this with Power BI at some point?
Ah, okay. Thanks for asking.
I was going to ask if you didn't. Yeah.
So we are closely working with Power BI team because they have a really, really cool visualization mm-hmm. more than time series insights, mm-hmm. and we don't want to replicate that work. Don't want to duplicate that work. I want yeah. to replicate, but not duplicate. So what we are trying to do is we are trying to work with Power BI team so that we can be act as a source of time series data mm. and customers can use the Power BI to build their dashboard or KPI.
Yeah.
And when they double click on that, they can open the time series insight to do the investigation and all those things.
Wonderful.
So that's the vision.
Yes.
A lot of work to be done to accomplish that vision, but mm-hmm. POC has started and we are in progress.
That's Great. Amazing.
And you mentioned a couple of times there's some customers already working with
yes.
you on this. Are there any examples we can talk about?
I can share the scenarios,
yes,
but
yes.
May not know the name.
Uh-huh.
You can see three names in our announcement.
Right.
So we have a custom, now I have around 200 plus environments created in last 30 days or in that since launch. We have environment, we have customers from the manufacturing industry. We have the customer from the oil and gas industries.
Right.
So the scenario, I'll tell you one interesting one that there's a customer who are using from the windmills and all those things. And each windmill is they generate hundreds of GB data per
yeah.
day.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine that? And the windmill is always in the weird location.
Yeah.
It's not in the countryside, right? So if any windmill having a problem, sending an engineer and fix that problem and all those things is a pain. It's a very costly affair.
Yeah, yeah.
So what Time Series Insight allows to one of my customers that, hey, they can see that windmill, all those data very live. And not if there's some alert happen on one windmill, if they want to send an engineer, they look at, hey, is there any other windmill is in the same situation so that they can save the travel time and the cost
right.
of that fixing that windmill, which is very interesting.
Right.
There's a lot of even the POC or the prototype going on with the oil and gas industries also. They are looking, hey, how we can leverage this thing for a hot or the warm scenarios
yep.
apart from the cold. Because it's so interactive, right? If you notice,
yeah.
I search so many millions of events and I can get that result in so fast and so quick. Oh, not this one. Something I need to remove this query. Yeah, so now I search around 130,000 million event in
yeah.
seconds, which is very powerful.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Are there any links that you want to share with folks?
Yeah, sure. I have some few things on this slide which I can share here. So the first link shows you the product page. You can learn about the more about the scenarios and all those things. We launch one more thing, a free sample environment. So what that means
cool.
is you can go and play with Time Series Insight today without provisioning,
right.
without subscription, and without anything.
And they have some data in there for them
yes,
to play with?
Yes, it has
that
the manufacturing
yeah.
industry sample data. So that's the second link is that demo link. Feel free to play.
Yeah.
If you like it, then you can go to the Azure portal and create your environment and,
mm-hmm.
and play with your things. For any question, you can contact me anytime.
Okay. Cool.
That's my alias, opravi@microsoft.com.
All right. And from the main Azure website, there would be linked to documentation. And,
yeah, I can show you that page quickly so that. So this is the product page looks like. So if you go to the products and Internet of Things, you can see the time series insight here.
Right.
Once you select that, you have all those things. The product page,
documentation,
the pricing, documentation, awesome. And all those things. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Great. Thanks, Opi.
Thank you,
this
Opi.
This has been really helpful. Now I understand a little bit more about time series insights and can't wait to play with it. And you guys should too.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.